You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
And welcome to our special delivery. It's been a month already, hasn't it? Hello, and welcome to your special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. I am Paul from the UK, and today with me is
Dan in what's left of his house in the UK.
You see, in the UK,
and Sean
and Leah
in Canada.
Excellent, and yes, we have Leah with us yet again. Welcome back to the Cosmic Pizza Podcast, but this time as a married woman.
Yes.
Hopefully you married Sean. I mean, that's the main thing.
That's, yes, I hope so. there's evidence of it on the internet.
There is, yep. I must admit, we all stayed up late into the evening to watch live on Facebook to make sure it happened. And it was good. So this podcast this week is all about Sean and Leah's wedding and what they got up to and why they decided. Why did you decide? I think we should start that. Why did you decide, Leah, to marry Sean in the first place? No, sorry. to have your wedding in Las Vegas.
I think it was mainly because we have both done this before and we didn't want the planning. We didn't want the giant wedding. We didn't want the expense of all of it. And then actually at a yard sale today, we realized we were very happy that we did it this way because we don't have all the leftover stuff from the wedding. So, you know, that stuff is difficult to get rid of and or whatever you decide to do with it. It's just too much.
So, I mean, I was hoping that you were going to get married there and have, Elvis Presley turn up and sing to you and all this type of thing, but you decided not to go with that. It was just a plain simple
yes. So I actually approached Sean and I said, what do you want, an Elvis? And he said, no, we're not gonna go that cheesy. But now I think he regrets not going that
cheesy.
Yeah,
we probably should have. If I had known it was going to take only 3 minutes, I would have gone for the Elvis.
I couldn't even hit record quick enough to record the Facebook feed. It just went so fast. I mean, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was very quick. We were supposed to be there at 3 o'clock Vegas time.
Yeah.
Which would have been 6 o'clock our time and 11 o'clock your time. And then the ceremony was at 3:30, but the traffic was so horrendous. It took us 25 minutes to get there. So we got there at 3:25. The wedding was at 3:30 and it was over by 3:33. So.
It was just insanely quick. And I was late because I went to a beauty school to get my hair and makeup done and all of that. And they seemed to take their sweet time instead of, they weren't really in much of a hurry. So, I ended up late and I just had to kind of throw my dress on and get in the car. And I forgot the jewelry that was, specifically picked out for the wedding. I even forgot that it was very rushed. So unfortunately,
And you didn't put on your wedding shoes either.
No, I started with those wedding shoes and they came off right away. I was like, this isn't happening. So.
But you had two witnesses in the room too. Can you give us a bit of information on who they were? They another married couple or were they people that you had invited with you?
That's a good question.
So one of them, the female, was my best friend, Amanda, who was instrumental in putting us together. And the other one was my son.
Lovely.
Yes.
So two of the most important people to you, Leah.
Yes. Yes.
That's wonderful. That's so lovely.
Yeah, it was great. And I was very happy that my son was able to come. Sean's dad planned on coming as well. And then unfortunately he got very ill. And so he had to also watch from the internet. So, yeah.
When you said, were there another married couple? I thought, oh, now there's an idea.
I don't know if people just show up with no witness, because you have to have a witness to be legally married, at least here in the UK. So I assume it's similar in other Western parts of the world. So I didn't know if it was just they use people that are waiting to get married or that have just been married to witness for the next couples. I didn't know if that was like a thing. I bet they do it in some places, Paul.
they certainly can provide you with one. That's part of the package that you pay for. If you need a witness, they will get somebody to come in and witness for you.
The photographer was there, so he could have done it.
Yes.
I know, that was funny. He was running around all over the place. It was quite distracting. I thought, what's he doing? Oh, he's a photographer. Yeah. Now, where's he going? He's gone right the back. And then the next minute, he's up right to the front again. I thought, oh, now it's over. I thought, I was too busy concentrating on the photographer running around.
He took some lovely photos. We'll share a lot of those on our Facebook page. And we can share them with everyone. The photos turned out beautifully.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
But, I keep thinking of things and it jumps out of my mind. What you should have done, Sean.
Pad and pen, Paul. This is this is what works best. You just write your thoughts down.
I'm not talking about thoughts. I don't think. I just talk. So what you missed a trick there, Sean, because what you should have done is had a lot of like either mobile phones or iPads or something. Yeah. And then we could have all put our cameras on and you could have put these iPads in the pews.
Oh,
it would have been there, you see.
Yes, I logged you in, and then you could have had your faces there in the background on the pew. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a redo.
Yeah, that's
next
right.
Time.
I'm not going back to Vegas. We did not enjoy Vegas. I don't know if any of you listened to the Soul Forge podcast that we did do our step-by-step.
Episode 322.
Yes.
That's right. I'm glad that you're feeling, you sound as though you're feeling better.
Oh my goodness. Like day two, plug the day away. We got married. Oh, it was terrible.
I felt for you, Leah, because I was listening to it today and I was actually working in my garage and I had to come out and play it to Linda. I said, Linda, listen to this. Oh, this is so sad. She's getting worse and worse every minute. You can hear it. Oh, on our honeymoon, this is the worst thing.
It was terrible. And so much perfume. Like you walk anywhere and there's so much perfume. Ladies wear so much perfume. And it's dirty. We really found that it was not a clean place at all. Like there was garbage everywhere. At night, there are people who are actually handing out cards of naked women. And I could be walking, you know, with my husband hand in hand, and he's trying to hand my husband a card. Like it was just,
how many did you get, Sean?
Yeah, that's a whole set.
I mean, got a whole pack
and doubles. Oh boy!
I mean, Pokemon has really changed since I grew up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were all over the ground for days and days.
Oh,
I had no idea what they were. Man. I asked her later, "What were these naked women anyway?" And they're prostitutes. So I'm like, "What?"
Yeah. Yes.
The hookers advertise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's this wild. Is wild.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're not going like... back.
You're describing the fallout New Vegas rather than the current Las Vegas. That's in my mind. I am picturing like dirty wasteland, post-apocalyptic, like women trying to get you to come to the casino on the strip. Fallout New Vegas vibes is how I'm picturing it in my mind.
Those are the rare cards with the three arms and the six boobs. That's
right. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's post-apocalyptic with neon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just worse. Oh my God. So much worse.
And the adventures really started, I think, when we got on the bus. We took the public transit system because it was actually quite inexpensive. It was what, $8 for the day you could go anywhere.
Period,
yeah. And we went to the courthouse to get our marriage license. And it's a two-story bus. And I think the UK has some of these double-decker type of two-story bus systems and screens everywhere. And they were packed and people sleeping on them. And then we see this person like 2 days later in the same clothing, waiting at a bus stop again. it was just it's quite the adventure. You fear for your life just getting on a bus.
Very sketchy.
Oh yeah, it was not great. And getting two places, you know, is an hour all by itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the heat like? Because I mean, Las Vegas, middle of the desert, isn't it?
It was pretty hot, actually.
But it was a dry heat. It was definitely a different heat. If anybody's been to Florida, it's different than that. It's not as close. I find
you're in a desert.
Yeah, so. You're in the desert. Mm. Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, it sucked all the moisture out of your body.
Yeah, you could not stay hydrated. Yeah.
No way. Oh yeah, my gosh. And I feel as though Vegas is the place that people go to elope quite frequently. It's like, if anyone's like, let's just elope, okay, we'll go to Vegas. How do you choose where you're going to do that? Did you have a list of different places you could go? Was there one that stuck out to you? How did you make that decision?
I think we Googled it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had booked the ceremony about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday before we got married, we went to the license office. Is that where we went?
Yeah. You have to go to the Clark County License Bureau.
You get to get your certificate and everything. And there must have been 25 couples in front of us.
Yeah.
It was just packed. We were at the end of the line.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was sweaty.
And then it filled up behind us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It didn't stop.
Yeah. It was amazing. But I think I more or less chose, I wanted somewhere classy, not trashy. And I the photos on the internet, I really liked the ones for the chapel that we chose. And price was a big thing as well. I mean, I think overall we spent less than if we would have gotten married here and had a ceremony and a dinner and a dance and all of
even
that.
With the plane tickets, yeah. And hotel stuff and all that.
Yeah. I think it cost a total of $1,200. It really wasn't that bad.
Wow. Yeah. Like a new TV.
Right.
That's wild when you compare that to some of the amounts that you hear other people talking about for weddings, with the whole kind of shebang, the party, the the reception and all of that stuff.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's 30-ish years ago when I got married, my father-in-law was complaining at spending £10,000, and that was 30 years ago. Wow. I hate to think what it is now.
That 30 or 10,000 here is a cheap wedding.
Yeah.
They're about 30 grand. 30
yeah.
Grand.
I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's 1,200. I keep telling Lee we should elope, but Brett, he's like, no, let's have a big wedding one day. He does not like being the center of attention in any way whatsoever. So I don't know why. Maybe that's just his way of putting it off.
What you do is you elope, but not in Vegas, elope somewhere else, and then you have a big reception later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
absolutely
what I've said. Said, let's have a wedding. And then I just said, fine, I'll just change my name by deed poll, because my son, who is 4, keeps saying, my name is such and such, and my daddy's name is such and such, but my mummy's name is not such and such. And I'm like, that's so sad. I just want to be the same. So maybe a deed poll is the way to go, because I don't know that. Surely it has to be you take a loan out for a wedding these days. Because, Paul, you mentioned your father-in-law. I don't think, I know my father would never offer to pay anything towards me getting married. So I don't know if that's like the societal norm so much these days.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Especially for like working to lower middle class, because we have those horrible class systems over here in this country. So I don't know, $1,200 to elope in Vegas sounds perfect to me.
Yes, yeah. It really wasn't that bad.
Don't have to go to Las Vegas, you can go to Scotland. Gretna
there
Green.
You go.
Go to Gretna Green. You can do it. And then I'll feel like I'm in a series of Bridgerton or something, you know, like back in the day where they had to work out how we can elope quickly, because they, you know, couldn't touch each other otherwise. So there's always Gretna Green.
That's funny that you bring Bridgerton up. Leah just made me watch it there yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen it before. Season 3 is out now. So, you know, you've got to catch up. You've got to rerun the first seasons.
We didn't watch the first stuff. You've seen that before.
I've seen them. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
Have you read the books?
No.
What did you think so far of season three, part one?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I think there's a lot more intimacy than previously.
Yeah, I think I read in an article with the actress that plays Penelope. She said that everyone's having sex. That's very true.
Very true.
In season three so far.
Yes.
But I was quite, in comparison to the books, I was quite sad that there was seemed to be a lot of focus on the subplots of other characters and things. Because if you think about Daphne's season, it was very much all about her mm-hmm. and, you know, will they, won't they? And so I was kind of like, I want to see more of Colin and Penelope. I want more tension. I want him to apologize a bit more for being an absolute jerk. And there was a lot of things right. that I was waiting for. And I'm hoping that they'll make up for the lesser screen time of what the internet is calling Pollen for Penelope and Colin in the second part. But I have also watched all of it. And I'm very glad to be discussing this because I have no one else to talk to
oh.
about Bridgerton.
Love Bridgerton, love it. Yes, I love period pieces. You know where it's an older yes. that older style. Sean, not so much, but
unless the period is the future.
Yes, he puts up with it for me. But there are very few television shows that I'm you know very passionate about watching. So Bridgerton is one of them. I do also enjoy The Handmaid's Tale and
oh my gosh, same. Oh, so yes. good. Yes. So good. And I could talk so much about The Handmaid's Tale because
yeah,
Elizabeth Moss being the leading actress who mm-hmm. is a core member of Scientology and then yes. drawing parallels between Scientology and The Handmaid's Tale and Margaret Atwood's mm-hmm. writing and wondering if Elizabeth Moss realizes those parallels and whether she can't speak out because her parents are part of Scientology and she was born into the cult and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm a, you know, a poor man's excuse for a cult expert. So, of course, I'm going to be looking at those things.
I agree. I also make Sean watch a lot of documentaries on polygamy and that type of thing. So, yeah, I like those types of documentaries as well about cults and extreme beliefs and stuff like that.
Well, Leah, if that's your kind of thing... Let's you and me hook up outside of this room and talk more about cults yes! and extreme beliefs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds great.
And speaking of outrageous beliefs, how about this promo for another podcast right here on the ESO Network?
You know it's going to happen, but you can never expect it. It's always good.
It sort of just creeps up on you, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's so many new movies and TV shows out. How do I decide what to watch?
Well, you should check out Cigar Nerds Podcast. They discuss all the latest movies and shows.
Wow, but also I need to keep up with the latest cool things that are coming out as well.
Don't worry, little Billy. They also cover the latest in nerd and pop culture news.
Wow, thanks, Radio Voice Guy. Where do I find these nerds?
That's easy. At CigarNerdsPodcast.com.
Oh, I mean, maybe Leah, Casey, maybe if I can convince my wife to get into podcasting, she loves Bridgerton as well. Just
oh, start excellent.
A podcast. Yes. There you go.
Perfect.
There we go.
Perfect.
She loves the polygamy documentaries as well and Rumspringer and all the.
Perfect.
The three ladies can have their own spin off podcast.
Yeah, there we go. Oh. Perfect.
Yes.
I mean, I love to, I don't know if that's, I'm interested in. Watching documentaries about cults and polygamy, but then I want to challenge people that watch documentaries like Sister Wives for entertainment purposes. Oh, and I yeah. won't get on my soapbox for too long, but I just want to say, like, it's usually forced polygamy mm-hmm. and there's so much to talk about with the Absolutely. Religious side of things. So any listeners that watch shows about polygamy for entertainment, I'd love to have a conversation. So get in touch with Paul because I know some of you do and we always enjoy those emails.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Getting back to Vegas, I don't really feel the need to go back.
No, we'll never go back there.
Yeah. We really didn't have have too great of a time. And as you all heard, I got very ill. And so we were very happy to leave on Monday. We drove to Palm Springs, California. We were in this little city called Cathedral City, which was just like down the road. It was absolutely beautiful.
It was.
And the only way we can describe it was that we drove into a painting. It was so beautiful.
And all the mountains looked like a big loader had just scooped up the earth and just dumped it, because they were all like rocks, but they weren't really mountains. It was like big piles of dirt with rocks sticking out of it.
Yeah.
It was a very strange landscape. I'd never seen anything like
that.
Yeah. And we drove through
California.
Yes, in California. And we drove.
Oh, wow. I've just looked at some pictures here on Google. It's incredible.
It is. It is absolutely incredible.
We liked California way better than Nevada.
Yeah, way, way better.
Oh my gosh, this looks amazing. The architecture with the mountains still in the background looks so cool.
It was absolutely beautiful. The weather was nice. It was not too hot, but yet we did have that heat again. Mm-hmm. But it was not too hot. And we were able to do things that we really enjoyed. You know, antique hunting, for instance. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. So, you know, we were able to do stuff that we really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the best part about recording the podcast today is that it's been 2 weeks since we got married.
That's right. Hey.
Two weeks.
Anniversary.
Oh,
I just typed in Cathedral City just to see what it looked like. And I've got a block of cheese.
Oh,
because over here there is a Cathedral City cheddar cheese.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Maybe Cathedral City, California.
Yeah, you might USA.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty.
Very picturesque.
The roads were fantastic. Not like here in Canada where we have winter all the time and we got potholes from one end of the town to the other. Oh. There was nothing there like that. Lots of tree-lined streets.
Older vehicles, because they survived.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Old Beetles and old El Caminos and other things that I couldn't identify.
Yeah.
A lot of douchebag cars like Lexuses and Porsches and Corvettes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of regular cars, too. Mm-hmm. And then we went through some residential areas and everybody had like their big privacy fence and their trees over their houses. It was very pretty and just like you see in the movies.
Yeah, it was easy to maneuver, too. Easy to get around. Yeah.
So you drove from Las Vegas over to California?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. What car
did you have? Mustang.
we rented from Budget, and we were just going to get a regular economy car. And of course, the guy behind the counter says, "Do you want a Mustang?" I'm like, "Okay." I'd never driven a Mustang. I'd never even been in one before. I would never get one again for a road trip, because when I got out of the car after sitting for 2 or 3 hours, I needed like 3 canes and an airlift because I was all hunched over like a 40 million year old man or something. Yeah. But just zipping around town, it was 0 to 100 in like half a second. I was like, oh, I better slow down.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
there's quite a few of them over here and they look amazing. Yeah, they really look, they're such a cool car when you look at them. I mean, the size of the engine is ridiculous, and like you say, the speed is crazy. But
not comfortable.
No, nope.
But super cool.
Yeah,
not comfortable at all. Yeah, yeah,
and no room to put luggage in either.
No, but... no, we really had to Tetris that for sure to get all our luggage in.
Well, yeah, I guess you brought more back than you took as well. I mean, Sean, you must have got some Hot Wheels over there.
You know what? Maybe 6 or 7. It wasn't a lot of Hot Wheels. I knew that we couldn't bring a lot back. We did have our carry-ons and our check bag, but that was for our wedding gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we bought some shoes and some shirts and like 7 or 8 Hot Wheels, like I said. Oh, and a Hulk Hogan action figure because it was on clearance.
Of course. Yes.
I was going to say, whenever I visit places, I always check. I remember when we went over to Amsterdam, if there's any kind of like retro gaming or kind of like retro collectible shops. So I was going to ask you, Sean, if you looked to see if there were any of those places where you went and if you checked them out and if you found anything.
You're damn right I checked them out. when she was at the beauty shop on the Saturday, her son and I had picked up the car and then we went to a strip mall that had four or five different geek stores, I guess.
Yeah.
There was one store that was selling all the Star Wars stuff because it was Star Wars Day at 15% off. And then there was the whole Hot Wheels store. And then there was a comic book shop and it was free comic book day. So we had to pick up those, a couple free comic books.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Oh.
And then I think on the Sunday, we went to Fremont Street, which is the famous street in Vegas.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah. we had to park three blocks away just to get to the toy shack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could have spent $1 million in there and spent 45 days.
Yeah.
Because they had everything you could ever want.
No way.
I think I spent $10 on about three or four Hot Wheels.
Well, and we went somewhere on Fremont Street for dinner for our wedding.
Oh, yes.
And we came out and there was a homeless gentleman
laying on the ground. Hands down his pants.
So that was very classy to see on your way to your vehicle.
I think it was trying to find the genie or something, but
oh my gosh.
It was quite vigorous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
Wow. Oh yeah.
It
was gross.
That's not what you want imprinted on your memory.
No,
yeah, you'll never forget it.
He was trying to find the jackpot, certainly. Yeah.
we quickly moved on past that and we decided we're never coming back here again,
but
we'll definitely go back to California.
Wow.
Absolutely, we definitely will go back to California. Yeah, for sure.
So
your son interested in the similar things that Sean is? Was he excited to go check out all of these shops and stores, or did you drag him along, Sean?
Well, have you ever seen the android Data from Star Trek The Next Generation and how he has no emotions? That's her son.
Yep, I can confirm that.
You can't tell what he's thinking, if he's excited, if he's mad, if he's upset, if he's ecstatic with joy. It's just very stone-faced. Yep. Okay. Sure.
Yep, I can confirm that, having met him. Nice, very nice lad. But
And I'm sure he has a very active life and thoughts in his head and stuff.
Yeah, it's just not in front of us.
We don't see it.
Yeah.
I keep taking him to different shops until you see a spark and then you're like, oh,
that's right. Yeah. Yes.
You should have seen how many cards he picked up.
Yeah. Well, he was always walking behind us, so we don't know.
You think he was behind you.
Oh, well, it sounds like it was such an easy but wonderful day, apart from the sickness and the debauchery and dirtness of Vegas.
Well, we had a great time.
It was a success. Good. Yes. That's amazing. And I really enjoyed tuning in, watching you and others get married. It was a great time.
I'm surprised they don't have a conveyor belt.
They
shouted at you.
That's what I called it, like fast food wedding ceremony.
It was definitely. I was almost tempted to say we could have done this in the car as a drive through.
we did have a convertible, so it would have been easy.
Yeah, it
would have been
fine.
Oh man, yeah.
You just throw your flowers out of the car, and they
there
hit
you go.
The windscreen of the car behind.
Perfect.
Like, you're going to get married next in precisely 20 seconds.
3 minutes.
Yeah. It's the same bouquet as it goes round the conveyor.
Absolutely,
as well.
Like, yes.
Couple to couple to couple.
Order up.
You just it's on this stand or something, and the conveyor belt just moves you in the right position, right in front.
And then you take pictures of you as you drive by.
There you go.
You just get a stem because all the flowers have gone. You're like, oh, I have the stem of the flower.
Yeah,
and it's like
you get a discount on the last one of the day because that's when it's completely gone.
Automatic photos, like at an amusement park. You know,
yes.
you go to the booth at the end and purchase your package.
Yeah, and then you stop at the McDonald's next door, and then you just keep driving.
You
keep doing your shopping and everything. It's great.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buffet, 40 nuggets. Oh, that was so good. But Paul, it was also your birthday that day.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, it was a great ending to a birthday, you know, to see a wedding. So, yeah, it was really good. I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, but,
yeah, we'd spent the weekend in Shrewsbury, which is an old town about an hour's drive south from here. So it's got a lot of history to it, a lot of English Civil War memorabilia around that area, because there used to be a fortified town, and has spent a long time in the center of a lot of battles. So there's a lot of relics there, a lot of old uniforms, a lot of old, you know, suits of armor and that type of thing to look mm-hmm. at.
When was the Civil War?
This was the last battle that they had there was 1403.
Ah.
So it's the actual the motel that we stayed at was right opposite the field where this battle was supposed to have taken place. And there's a nice farm there, which they've got obviously a lot of stuff on display. Got a nice little cafe there and a falconry center, so we saw lots of owls and things. So that was quite good. We had a tour of Shrewsbury Castle, which was very good. A lot of medals. I've never seen that many medals before. There's a huge amount of medals. Every time you walk around the corner, there's another whole case of medals, you know, ranging from, you know, Civil War upwards to modern day. A lot of army memorabilia there, and. Yeah, we had lots to eat. Met up with my sister. We had a trip around Shrewsbury Prison, which is no longer full. It's obviously been it's empty now, and so we had a tour around that with one of the prison guards, which was very enlightening. It obviously, you know, they tell you about the conditions, etc., and it's sort of what you'd expect: 3 to a cell. They don't get out at all until it's, you know, meal time. Mm-hmm. They rotate the 1 hour a day of walking exercise type of thing. So you're pretty much with 3 people in a room 24 hours a day. And the, you know, obviously the toilet, there is mom, it's just like a, you know, a potty in the corner, and everybody has their own potty, and just, you know, as you can imagine, the smell and all that. But what was really interesting was the guard was telling us about the psychology of it all, about how it affected the prisoners and how the prisoners could, in some cases, would be really good, and they could, you know, they would talk to the guards, and you would strike up a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. Where the others, obviously, you know, you wouldn't want to have a conversation with them at all. The period of time that they were there, there was one case where he bumped into a guy who had been there for 30 years, and in fact had been one of his first inmates that he had actually spoken to. And when he spoke to him, and this guy sort of said, oh, yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, this is my life now. And he said that guy had come to accept it all. You know, after, you know, 15 years, he sort of, well, I'm here for the rest of the, you know, rest of the duration now, and accepted it all. Where others were, I don't want to be in this jail, and I don't want to come back ever. And we're trying to get out left, right, and center, and arguing with guards, you know, and you know, just trying to get out, and not liking it at all. So in some respects it works. In others, it sort of, they just, you know, they just can't handle it, and they just sort of come to accept it all. So yeah, it was quite amazing. And they used to hang people in that jail. There were some horrific descriptions of things that happened there, which I won't go into, because there was some pretty nasty stuff going on. And he also met the Cray twins, Reggie and Ronnie, who were two of the biggest gangsters in London, and really, you know, had, you know, controlled London for a long time. And he said they're a lot smaller than you think. You know, you expect these guys to be 6 foot and big, wide, big, massive guys. Yeah, they were a little bit wide, but they were only about 5'8". So they weren't, you know, they weren't these huge guys, but obviously what they could do to you was wasn't worth thinking of. But yeah, it was interesting, really interesting. Didn't get as many pictures as I should have done. Should have taken a lot more pictures. But if you see one prison, you've seen them all, really. So yeah, if you see them on TV, that's what they're like. But yeah, it was very interesting. It really sort of packed in a lot over the, we're only there for 3 days or 2.5 days. But yeah, I had a meal out in the evening, and then watched Sean's and Leah's wedding. It was great. So yeah.
That's a good way to end your birthday.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Prisons, and all sorts of crap. Sounds just like Vegas.
There you go. That's right. Yeah.
Conditions in Vegas, conditions in Shrewsbury Prison, pretty much the same, yeah.
I'd say so.
The Kray twins were like the same height as Charles Manson as well. He was like 5'6". He was like the tiniest, teeniest man in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you for that.
I don't know if you know, he was also quite the musician.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You can actually go on Spotify and listen to the Charles Manson album. And I don't know ethically whether you should be able to do that or not, because there's money going somewhere for listening to Charles Manson's music. So I'm conflicted, but I must say that when I wrote my episodes on Charles Manson, I was listening to his music in the background, which is weird. It's weird that you can...
Does it get you in the mood? Just... That's the thing, though.
I don't know. It sounds very similar to other kind of more pulled back, simple guitar songs of the 60s. Bob Dylan-y, Paul McCartney, the Beatles. But not like... There's not a lot going on. It's pretty much just Manson and his guitar and him singing, talking. And sometimes you can hear the girls in the background, I say in air quotes, you know, his girls in the background, which is always really weird, because when you research Manson, you find out that in those recording sessions, it often turned into like sex orgy sessions. So, you know, we're just going back to Vegas again when I talk that way.
There you go.
It all comes back to Vegas. Absolutely.
It all comes back to Vegas.
So what happened in Vegas? Sean is going to stay in Vegas.
I assume. Like we said, we're never going back there.
No need.
Although for our 5-year anniversary, we are planning to do the coast of California. Yeah. We didn't get to see everything. Nice. We wanted to go to Alcatraz. We wanted to go to San Francisco. There just wasn't enough time, and she wasn't feeling the greatest.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, lots more adventures to come.
Yeah, sounds nice. Like a plan. Excellent.
So exciting. And all of the cons aside, it sounds like you had a really amazing time. And it was great that we all got the opportunity to tune in and watch it as well. Yeah. So congratulations again to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we've been married for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So how's married? Oh, how's married life for you again? Because obviously you've both been married before, so
yeah.
This time it's good.
Yeah, this time. This time it's good. Yeah. It feels different for me, I think. I think because my second marriage, we spent 11 years before we got married. And I think at that point I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. I was raising my stepchild, plus we had a child together. So I think I was just simply doing it for the fact that, well, we've been together so long, let's just make it official. But, you know, and then we made it to 17 years before we called it quits. So this feels different for me.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm actually changing my name. I never before did I change my name. I always either hyphenated it or I just kept it the way it was. I am actually taking his last name this time because he wants me to. So,
That's cool. Rather interestingly, you got married around about the same time as my boss at work, and he married a lady, and I say that for a reason. And he has actually changed his name to hers.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I did think of it because her name is a lot shorter and cooler than mine.
Cooler, definitely.
Yes. You got that pun. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, you couldn't hyphenate the two. It just wouldn't work, would it?
We could amalgamate it.
Oh.
No, we could be Vanderfrost.
There you go.
That sounds like a Bond villain. That's awesome. That would be back to Vegas again.
Maybe Frosterloo. Who knows?
Frosterloo.
Okie dokie. I think with that we're gonna end the podcast there. Before we get into the honeymoon. And just want to say again, thanks very much, Sean and Leah, for allowing us to watch the ceremony. It was really cool. And yeah, great that we could do that. It saved me quite a few thousand pounds in airfares. Trying to get over
that's,
there. And watch
that's
it.
The ironic thing. It would have cost us probably more than your entire wedding to actually get to come and see. There. That's yes. the weirdest thing.
Yeah. For a 3 minute ceremony.
3 minutes.
Yeah. 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, is that it?
Really?
Oh, dear. So yeah, that was really cool, and I'm so glad it all worked out for you, and you had a good time. And I know, obviously, you know, not feeling too good, but you know, it's at least you're feeling a lot better now. So that's the that's the main thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So great. Okay. Thanks very much.
And remember, listeners, if you listen to episode 322 of the Soul Forge podcast, you'll get our day by day replay of everything that we did.
And it's definitely worth listening to, because there's a lot more information on there than about what you did than we've given here. So definitely tune into that Soul Forge podcast, also on the ESO network and anywhere else that you will pick up your podcasts from.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's it. Our special is gone, and the grease in the box is cold, and we hope you are full to the brim. So join us for more slices of life in the next special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. We've been your deliverers today. Please leave a tip at the door by subscribing for future deliveries, rate and review our service, and we hope you come back for more helpings next time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok by searching for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. If you'd like to send us an MP3 file, you can email us on cosmicpizzapodcast@gmail.com. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network. Your station for all things geek.